Kamala Harris's visit to UW-Milwaukee yesterday showed that she may have some work to do to get more young people to vote for the Democratic ticket of Harris and Walz next month, as WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
Democrats usually count on big vote margins at public universities to win elections in Wisconsin. The media weren't allowed into Vice President Harris's meet and greet with some business students at UWM Thursday, so it's hard to say how that discussion went. But during that chat, hundreds of other students were outside the building, some protesting Harris, others just watching the scene, which included dozens of law enforcement officers protecting the candidate. There were, for sure, supporters of Harris in her election battle against Republican Donald Trump. UWM student McKenna Kay says the Democrats' backing of reproductive rights is a key factor.
I think women should have a say for what they get to believe in their bodies. And I also just feel like some of the way, like, just how Trump handles himself is not, like, what I would want as a leader. Even, like, views aside from it, I wouldn't want that as our leader. I feel like Kamala is more willing to, like, listen to the people.
Another student, Jocelyn, who is the daughter of Mexican immigrants, says she prefers Harris's approach to the U.S. border.
Especially with, like, how she was mentioning about, like, the patrol and the borderlines, how she's been working on, you know, helping immigrants come here legally, you know, not just hidden under the, you know, the brush.
Student Elliot Kafton formerly worked in Emergency Medical Services, or EMS. He's grateful that the Biden-Harris administration signed into law a provision capping copayments for covered insulin products at $35 per month.
Which a lot of my patients, you know, as you could imagine, might need. So I really respect her for doing stuff like that.
The yelling you've been hearing behind the students' soundbites came from about 100 other students holding pro-Palestinian rallies critical of the lack of a ceasefire in Gaza and of U.S. military aid to Israel, aid that the protesters say has helped kill more than 42,000 people, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. One of the protesters, Dina Elkassis of the Muslim Student Association, says Harris is no better than President Joe Biden when it comes to backing Israel's actions.
She said, and I quote, "I am firm on my support for Israel and their right to defend themselves."
Israel says the Hamas attacks of last October killed more than 1,200 people and took about 250 people hostage. The ongoing war in the Mideast is what keeps UWM student Nick Schiller on the fence between voting for Harris and a third-party candidate.
It is not only in the hands of Israel and they are escalating, but we are actively funding and sending weaponry there, and our government is simply not only ignoring us, speaking about it and trying to bring attention to it and trying to silence us, but also actively going in the wrong direction.
Harris did speak briefly Thursday to the national media traveling with her and the few local outlets who the campaign had allowed into her UWM venue. The Associated Press reports Harris saying that the killing this week of Hamas's leader offers an opportunity to finally end the war in Gaza, adding that Israel must be secure and the hostages released, but also saying that Palestinian people can realize their right to dignity, security, freedom, and self-determination. What happens in the next couple of weeks in the Mideast could affect college student support for Harris in the November 5th election. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.